Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Bipa, bipa. Vale.
Aftensmaten tilbake. Det supertaco-fredag, og Dia de la Muertos, de dødes dag på Vippa på Vippetangen I Oslo. Ja. Vi er her for å lage mat
og Ja, vi er glad I taco som alle andre nordmenn. Det jo et særnorsk fenomen dette her.
Og det fredag.
Og det fredag. og litt senere I sendingen så skal dere få møte en av verdens aller, aller beste taco-kokker som heter Paco Mendes som driver Oja Santa. Som en restaurant I dette imperiet til Adria-brødrene I Barcelona. Og han skal få smake på en ordentlig norsk taco, så får vi se hvordan det går.
Ja, Taco Paco, det også, eller Paco Taco.
Ja.
Ja, fordi her det altså supertaco-fredag I dag, 27. Oktober. Vi skal høre litt mer om det senere, men derfor har vi tatt turen hit hvertfall for å snakke om taco.
Jeg bare spiser litt mens vi snakker, det godt?
Ja, du spiser jo en ekte norsk taco her.
Mm.
Taco Vikingo.
Samme som Taco Paco skal få smake på etterpå.
Mm. Det altså da den sprøe tacoskjellet fra Taco Kitten. Det kjøttdeig som stekt forskriftsmessig med krydderblandinger som følger med. Det lettrømme, det revet gulost og agurk, løk og tomat I terninger.
Ja.
Og selvfølgelig boksmais. Spiser du sånn taco ofte, Joakim?
Ja, absolutt. Jeg lager det ofte på fredagene. Barna veldig glad I det. Sant å si så jeg egentlig ganske glad I det selv også. Det jo ordentlig sånn tilfredsstillende, litt sånn salt, feit mat. Men jeg prøver ofte å jasse det opp litt grann da. Hvis jeg har litt tid så lager jeg... egne tortillas, kan lage en egen saus, kanskje bruke noe helt annet kjøtt enn det som med krydre selv og så videre. Da. Lage ordentlig guacamole, gjør jeg alltid. Mm. Bønner noen ganger. Så det går an å jasse opp litt, men absolutt, jeg kan spise et vanlig taco kit altså.
Ja, ja, det egentlig samme her. Ungene elsker det, og det jo komfortabel mat. Mm. Jeg tror største problemet mitt med den, la oss kalle det den norske tacoen da,
ja.
Med en slags sånn søramerikansk versjon av tacoen med enda litt mer fornorsking, sånn agurk for eksempel, tror jeg ganske norsk. Største problemet mitt sausen altså. Ja,
den jo helt rettselsfull. Jeg fatter ikke at de kan lage det. Det imponerende dårlig lag da.
Ja, det jo det. Det liksom ketchup med cayennepepper. Det som mangler her jo den friskheten, tenker jeg, som meksikanske tacoen har.
Mm. En lime squeeze kan jo også være et lite partytriks da, hvis man vil jaste opp litt.
Ja, ja ikke sant? Bytte ut tacosausen bare med en skikkelig hot, tynn sånn salsa-sak, og så... Litt lime over. Koriander. Frisk koriander, veldig godt på det.
Men du har vært I Mexico, du ikke det?
Jo, jeg har vært I Mexico flere ganger, og rett og slett et helt fantastisk land å spise I.
Ja.
Og som vi sikkert skal snakke med Paco Mendes om etterpå, så jo sånn regionindelt da. Med litt sånn variasjoner fra region til region. Det jo et digert land.
Jeg har aldri vært der, men jeg har faktisk spist på Paco Mendes restaurant I Barcelona. Han, det jo to restauranter egentlig som ligger I samme lokale som delt av på midten. Det da El Niño Viejo, som betyr egentlig det gamle barnet.
Ja, det gjør det.
Og som litt sånn street food taco-shoppe, der jeg spist. Og så har du Michelin restaurangen vegg I vegg da som heter Oja Santa så, den står på lista neste gang.
Ja, hvordan var det gamle barnet?
Helt fantastisk, utrolig gøy. Det jo liksom ganske annerledes da enn den norske fredagstakoen med selvfølgelig ordentlig tortillas, men veldig stor variasjon I innholdet oppi, veldig forseggjort til sauser sånne ting da.
Det liksom taco, det meksikansk mat man spiser på?
På El Niño Viejo? Ja, da, absolutt. Det rendyrka meksikanske. De Adria-brødrene har jo liksom en haug med restauranter I Barcelona etter hvert da, hvor dette bare to av dem, og så de mest kjente mer sånn tapas-restauranter som heter Tickets og Bodega 1900 og sånne ting.
Jeg tror jeg den eneste nordmannen som aldri har vært I Barcelona.
Ja, ok.
Så da har vi hver vår...
Ja, nå det kanskje snart ikke Spania lenger.
Nei, ikke sant.
Men ok, skal vi snakke med Paco? Eller?
Ja, da har vi, står vi på kjøkkenet med Paco Mendes, stjernekokk fra Mexico, som driver La Hoja Santa I Barcelona. First of all, welcome to Oslo.
Welcome. Thank you very much for invite.
So tomorrow it's a Super Taco Friday in Oslo, in Vipa.
Yeah, tomorrow it's the day of the day is to Taco Friday.
Taco Friday. It's always Taco Friday in Norway, but tomorrow is super.
Super Taco Friday.
What is a good taco?
What is a good taco? Taco, it's important to fat, to acidity, to crunchy, and the tortilla it's making in the moment, you know? Mm. This is the important to taco making, you know.
Yeah. Okay. But you do always use the same ingredients, or is, you can use a lot of different stuff, huh?
Yes. In Mexico, it's a big country, you know. For ecosystem, it's a more variety to ecosystems, and in the north to Mexico, the tacos. Is the for the products for the area, and the, in the south is different. Mm. You know,
regional, it's regional differences.
Yeah, and the taco it's variety, millions varieties. You know, millions. Yeah.
So fish, meat.
Fish, meat, vegetables, fruits.
Yeah, fruits
for sweet tacos.
Sweet
you know?
Taco, sweet yeah. Taco. Mm.
Is it for dessert or?
Yeah, for dessert, it's possible.
Okay. I go to Texas every year, and we always eat breakfast tacos.
The problem with the Texas, it's Tex-Mex food, you yeah. know.
It's not the real shit.
It's not really taco. Maybe put cream inside the taco, or cheese, or crunchy tortilla. You know, this is not a good taco.
Oh, I don't know, because this is actually the Norwegians' favorite dinner. Every Friday, we eat a real taco. We have prepared a real taco for you here today. Vi har også lagd en helt sånn standard norsk fredagstaco egentlig fra et taco kit. Det taco skjell, kjøttdeig med krydderet som følger med I kittet. Litt agurk, tomat, boksmais, ja, rømme, og den salsaen som følger med, hvis det lov å kalle det salsa, jeg vet ikke.
Ja, ketchup-salsaen, og så det da gulost, revet gulost og rømme på toppen.
Ok, Paco, so would you like to taste this?
This is a real taco in Norway, no?
Yes, it's...
Very common in all Norwegian homes, not in the restaurants, not so much.
Not too much, no?
No.
No restaurant to wear these tacos?
Some do, yes.
Mm, this is not really taco, no?
It's very different from Mexico.
Yeah, it's very different.
Is it more like the Texas?
Yeah, it's more American, Tex-Mex.
Tex-Mex.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you like it?
It's good for one day in the life, no? What is the problem? The Mexican cuisine, it's bad travel in the world. Mm. for the people thinking the Mexican cuisine, it's not culture, it's a fatty food, a cheap food. Mm. This is the problem. For business in the world, for example, or Taco Bell, or this is business. Mm. It's a fast food. For example, in Mexico, one taco or the mole taco with pork or chicken or lamb. For time to prepare the one mole, maybe 7 days.
Ah. It's too much for a Norwegian family.
Much. The people in Norway thinking, oh, yes, this is traditional. And this is the culture. Mm. It's more cultural here, Taco Friday. Mm. For your change, really tacos, and the Taco Friday, maybe it's disappear.
Maybe.
No one taqueria with the go to making tacos, good tacos.
Right.
And the one taco this, I don't know the price, this.
Very cheap.
€5, maybe.
Yeah. Something. The prices in Hoja Santa is a bit up from €5. Eh?
One taco in Hoja Santa, it's €5.30. Soclin pig, confit, soclin pig. It's not easy taco. Mm. The tortilla making the moment. I'm cooked with a limestone corn for making the tortillas, etc., etc. This is traditional.
Okay, so det han sier altså at tacoen her I Norge veldig, veldig annerledes enn den I Mexico, og på hans egen restaurant I Barcelona også. Dette mer som den amerikanske kommersielle Taco Bell tacoen. Men vi skal prøve å lure ut av en trikset som kan gjøre fredagskvelden litt grann bedre her. If you should do just one trick with this taco to make it better, what would you do?
Simple.
The meat, it's preferred by good meat, no? Making salsa, not ketchup. Yeah. It's better with go to shopping to Latinian food or making put habanero or jalapeño or chipotle,
yeah.
Okay? Mm. The other problem is the vegetables. Mm. It's preferred put avocado with salt and olive oil.
Simple.
It's more simple.
Yep. Mm.
This is the fatty taco for the problem for the healthy, healthy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And the other it's avocado. It's omega 3. Mm. It's good for healthy. Mm. The meat, chicken in the pan. Maybe one chicken breast, juicy chicken breast, put avocado and the sauce, put chili sauce, not sweet or fat or I don't know, put inside to the ketchup sauce, you know?
Yeah.
And it's easy, no?
Yeah. Okay, så varierer mer, bedre kjøtt.
Gjør det enklere, faktisk, enn I dag.
Gjør det enklere. Yeah. Okay, so what's happening here at Vipa tomorrow?
I participate for the family Vipa, the food stands. It's one plate for my idea and their idea, the 10 food stands. Mm. And tomorrow, one dish. In different one touch Mexican inside the dishes to the food stand.
So all the food stands make tacos tomorrow.
Yes, not making tacos for just making Mexican food.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. For example, Mr. Chow is making the frijoles con puerco. Mm. This is a traditional plate with the Yucatan state. Mm. Very beans, pork belly. Or recado negro. It's a mixed burn to Yucatan spices. You try.
Yeah.
It's very strong. It's a very
like very, ashes almost.
Very punch flavor. Hot harmonica. It's a venison taco.
Venison.
Yeah. Put in the grill, the taco, and cut the meat, and put the one adobo with the guajillo chili.
Okay. Mm.
All right.
Kind of bowl. It's dumplings. Mm. With the Mexican barbecue sauce, it's making with the chile ancho, and the confit ribs, pork ribs, inside the dumpling. It's a very mellow, you know.
Almost an empanada.
Yes. Lisa's guacamole with pomegranate and lingon berries.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, so
it's your idea or did they contribute?
No, it's I'm contribute for the these guys for you put this and the guys is making the food.
It sounds like fun.
Okay, så da det super duper taco fredag på eller taco paco fredag kan vi se si, på Vippa på fredag. Vi ser dere där.
Ja, du ser I hvert fall meg der, det helt sikkert.
Ja. Ok, takk for alt.
Måske gracias, Paco.
See you tomorrow.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.